Yeah, the Dead Set Legends here on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Gus Wall and Jude Bolton and Wendell Saylor. And we do the show thanks to our mates at Paddy's Markets. It's time now for this. Curly. Yeah, a chance for Jude and I to ask some questions of Big Dell, a game around the game of rugby league. But before we get to the questions, Jude, there's a bloke called Brett Carroll. Now, he plays for the Como Crocs down in the Sutherland Shire.
Crocs, yeah.
The Mighty Crocs, who do a lot of work with Gotcha for Life. I know you've been there,
yeah,
down there and spoken to the members.
Yeah.
Brett Carroll played his 500th game
last week
for the club. 30 years service he's given.
Well, that's so good.
I met him when he played his 499th match. He's an absolute champion.
Well, but listen.
He's a sort of second row, back row,
yeah,
runs on the edges.
Yeah.
And he kicked a goal last week as well.
Good on him.
His own try. So, mate, big shout out to Brett. Congratulations on great service, mate.
And well done to you too, mate. They got you for life. You boys have been down there quite a bit, so they love you guys.
Mate, I love it down there in Como. I really do. So, big shout out to you, Brett. Well played, mate.
Right, Adele. 4 head knocks in 10 weeks for Boyd Cordner. What advice would you give to the Roosters skipper around his most recent head knock and his overall well-being?
Oh, look, I love watching Boyd Cordner play. He was very resilient through his junior career because he had a few, I think, knee ops and that.
Yeah, two big ones.
Yeah, your mental headspace and obviously what he's going through at the moment, he's got to be very careful. I want to see Boyd Cordner play on, but I reckon welfare after football is more important. So, mate, take time out when the season finishes and really think about, you know, where you're at and the head knocks, because you're probably the bloke you could talk to. You're like, you're the bloke. Mate, what would you say?
Oh, I think you've got to think about long term now.
Yeah.
Like, it's sort of, 4 in 10 weeks is that's a lot. That's
so he's
a
not
lot,
playing
no.
tonight.
No,
he may not play against South, depending on, you know, if the Roosters can't finish any higher or lower. Then he's got finals, but then he's got 3 weeks of State of Origin where he's going to captain our state.
Yes.
So a lot of footy, I would trust in whatever the Roosters have in place.
Yes.
And I reckon that Robbo and those boys know exactly what they're doing.
Yeah.
He came out strong against Peter Fitzsimmons. Fitzsimmons is carrying on like a pork chop at the moment. So, you know, I'd leave it up to the club.
Of course.
Adam Fanua Blake wants out of Sydney. Warriors are the short price favourite for his signature, but is that the best move for him?
Oh, mate, I'm happy for him if he goes there, because I think they need someone of his class, and I think that's a good move for him. He's got a young family. I remember when he was at the Dragons, you could always see he was going to be something special. He had a little bit of a hiccup there, and, mate, well done to Manly for letting him go. I think they're about to let him go. So, mate, Warriors would be a good move, and good for the Warriors, especially the way they're playing at the moment.
He's such a class player, though.
He is, mate.
But it will free up some money for Manly to do what they need to do.
And that's why I reckon Manly is good too, because they understand how the salary cap's working, unlike you Roosters blokes.
Yeah, mate, let's not start. We're just going through your premierships a minute ago. How are your sides under the salary cap? And what about the Canberra sides of the late 80s?
We took pay cuts back then, mate.
Oh, of course you did, yeah. What about this young South Sydney Rabbitoh, Joseph Suwali?
Yes.
He's asked the Rabbitohs for get-out clauses to make bigger offers from rugby. This bloke.
Yep.
It's not his fault. It's obviously people guiding him.
His management, you talk about your entourage. I can understand what they're doing, because this kid, he is something special. Stephen Hall's actually said this kid, if he was to play World Sevens now, they'd win half of their games. Like, their best jumper, he gets the ball back for you and that. So he goes head-to-head with the Fijians. He went to training last year, and he killed it. So he was, 16 last year?
Yeah.
And he was setting that standard. So for him, if it's a four-year deal, take the four-year deal. I understand his management's doing what he's doing. But you've got to
commit to something, don't
you? That's right. But you know what? To go back and forward,
it's getting ridiculous now.
And you know what? It could be embarrassing for South too. Don't let him play the game, especially Wayne Bennett. Make a call on it.
Yeah, what about Sam Burgess? He was asked by Lara Pitt on Fox League what his thoughts on was playing about playing footy this year.
Definitely not this season. I'd be lying if I said it hadn't crossed my mind. I've been back in the bubble, training, and the body feels pretty good, but it's just a dream at the moment.
See, it's a tough one for me, because I love the way that Sam plays. I played against him, and I'd love to see Sam back playing. But I worry about his shoulder.
Yeah, you know what it's like. You suddenly haven't had the hits and things like that. You get the itch again, don't you?
Look, it's easy to train, and there needs to be a little bit of contact. But when you week in, week out...
Yeah, way that he plays as well. But he can't just come back into South Sydney. He's been paid out. GI's been paid out on medical as well. You can't just sort of pay these blokes out and say, you know what, I actually feel pretty good now, so I'll come back in. You can't be having that happening. If South Sydney get those two players back, everything they've been paid out's got to go on top of the salary cap, and then you start again.
Oh, I don't know how that works, but it's none of my business, but I'd like to see Sam back.
You just can't just do whatever you want to do.
Well, the Roosters do whatever they want to do.
Oh, mate, honestly.
We do it smartly.
We do it smarter than most. What about Origin venues announced during the week? Adelaide, then Sydney, then the third game in Brisbane. It's all going to be over by the time it gets up to your joint.
Oh, well, look, mate, we're going to be battling this year. But anyway, mate, I'm confident that Kevy will get a good side together. But I'm looking forward to Origin. It'll be so good. Massive. I don't mind it being at the end of the season.
Okay, fantastic. More on the Dead Set Legends in just a sec.